critical fundamental aspects, which had to do with Tam Ki'ikar, which is our primary focus yesterday. Today, our goal, I say, hopefully we'll be able to achieve it, is to begin after that, Siman Tzadi Ches, and to reach to the first half of Siman Tzadi Tes. And later on Sunday, the plan is to complete the Chazara with the second half of Siman Tzadi Tes. That's the plan. Okay? Take one step at a time. Let's open up in Siman Tzadi Ches. Rabbi, I'll say, please open up your Shulchan Aruch to Siv Dalet. As always, we try to see the Gemara first, that the Mechaber is based himself. Siv Gim, sort of glossing over, the fundamental point of Siv Gim was that it's called Das Shotim Uzeh. So some kind of sphakas don't really count, because you should be able to have enough brains to figure it out on your own, as opposed to if things spill out. We spoke about yesterday, Nishba, which is an honest to goodness suffix. So here in the Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, Rabosai, Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara has the following discussion. The Gemara says that we are calculating the din of Shishim. At the very top line, the first three words, Amar Rabbanan b'Shishim. So what is Halacha? How do you precisely define this Shishim? Ki misharinan b'didei misharinan or b'may denofik b'nei misharinan, towards the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. What is Pshita? That's the Gemara. Okay? It's a very simple Gemara. Fine. So it seems to be straightforward. What could be more clear than this? Because there's no alternative, right? We don't know how much came out. So we have absolutely no alternative, Rashi says. B'didei misharinan debinan she behet ha-shishim kemoso. B'bad nofim v'nei ein tzrichan she behet ha-le b'shishim mashe polat zeh. D'ahai mai diyosi kamon lav b'gderehu u'mishte shaninan hu ve'lebar. He's throwing it out. The Gemara says, a discussion, we don't know any better. Okay, fine. This leads to a very... Start with two, before we get to the actual nitty-gritty of the early Gemara, is a fascinating question. The Ravid, so ingenious. The Ravid says, makes a suggestion. Remember, the continuation of the sugya is, what about Chal? So Chal Atzmo, also the Shavina Rabban and the Chaticha de Nevel. A Chal is like a Chaticha de Nevel. So the question becomes, is this a critical aspect which relates to this din of Misharina Vakula or not? So the Ran has a quote of the writer. If everyone open to the Ran, let's see a little bit inside Rabosai, in the original, before you open the Shulchan Aruch and see it there. Okay, please? The Ran on this sugya of Tzadi Zayin and the Beis. Because of the Ravid Zalas, and our print is on page Kuf Aleph. The old print is Lamed Heim and Aleph. Because of the Ravid Zal, the bottom of the first column. Chimisharina Bakule Hainu Bedova Shenachosa Lehatero. Tubi de Kham. Ava Bedova Shachosa Lehatero. Gon Kalim Abulu and Meyisr. Misharina Bemai did nothing me Nayu. How do you know how much? Lu. Give the upper estimate. But Omid Yofe. Kame Shachosa Lehatero. Ainu Bedin. Lishar Bakulo. Sharain Kulo Gufisr. Okay? This is what the Ravid says. The question becomes, what does that mean? How is that possible? Avalatosus Amru, the Kavan, the Talin and Tama, Mishim Delo Yadin, and Maidan Afim Yinei, Afilim Bedova Shachosalach Sheir, Mishamin and Bekule. How can it be? It makes no sense. We don't know. So this, before we go any further, it finds its way into the Shulchan Aruch. Once now we saw it in the Ran, see the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Sif Dalet. Ishishin is Bashalim Heta. Feel the Makir of Ushalim is Orko, Tarach Shishim connected Kalaisa. Mesha Ain on the Yodim Kama Yotzim Yemenu. Right? We don't know how much came out. He quotes the Gemara. I mean, it's Pashab Shat. And then Mechaba goes on. The fichach habavasha bekaderes isa shibas yoma otochav kavshel isa beheter tzorach shishim keneged kol hakader ukeneged kol ma shetochav meakaf. Why? Sheinonu yodin kama bolu bein shem shel cheres o eitol matchas. What's cheres? Says the shachs of Kodnyu Beis. Ulafuke svaras harayvid the sviulei the beeitz of a matchas came in the emshel harfer ha'isur aydei hagolo ein misharid bekulo. Ela omdim omed yafe kama yotzim imenu. Ela says the mechaber, like the Ran against the Ravid, like ein chilek. So the, he's coming to exclude the position of the Ravid. Oh. So to defend the Ravid, can't leave him high and dry. So the Yad Yehuda says like this. Look, someone who knows, he knows that there was no plate connected kulo. How does he know it scientifically or some other way? He could be makil when it comes to clay matris. But something that's enochoso dachshero, you always need 60. That's the Gemara says. Shavyun rabbanon kechaticha denevelim. Along these lines, the Ramban says, how come the Gemara here is discussing this issue here in this daf? Only here? Why only here? The Ramban says, again, along the same lines, if something's a shtik nevela, there's no question about it, b'sharina b'kulo. No question about it. Chal is unique, because chal comes from a kosher animal. What's the problem? The problem is what we call cholav shchuta. It's really a... It's also with the Rabbanan. So it's heter abalua mi'isu cholav shchuta. Then and only then is there a suffix. So that Ramban is along the lines of what the Yad Yehuda says to try to defend the Ravid sheet. Again, we don't pass him like the Ravid, but I want you to see it. We saw it both in the Ran as well as in the Shulchan Aruch. And now, when we're on this topic, Rabbi Osai, a similar idea comes up in the Ran. This is the Ran on page Kuf in our print before we were on Kufal. We're going backwards to Kuf. Once again, the bottom of the right-hand column. It's Lamed Dalem and Beis, I believe, in the old print. It's the last part of the bottom right paragraph in our print on page Kuf. Kosev Rav Aaron Alevi Zal. Have you dared to Shemisharan Berote, Misharan the Kazayas, Beitzo Machzo Shorote, which is what we call in our language a revius. Revius the Beitzo Machzo, if you recall, we did the Cheshire of Asklav Gudu. Someone else in the Rashi Parshas Peshalach. Shekain Shiro, Shem Yikro, Shyamon al Kazayas. End quote. Where do I get it from? A Gemara in Mesechta Shabbos. Discussing Hamotzi Yayin, Kedem Mezika Sakos, Tana Yovish Bekazayas. So Kazayas, enough to be Mosek, A, Revius. That's the source. Says the Ran, I don't know, it's a very nice Svarah. I just don't think it's true. Last four lines. It's very nice, but ain't there really. Why? The cave of Darmin and Misharan Berotev. Stoma Mashma. Right? That's how the Gemara said inside the time. Misharan Berotev, Vekibas Bechatir. Rotev, it's water. Stoma Mashma, the Kemal Shahu Misharina, and also. She can Shir Chachamim. She ain't the Chashano Sentam. Yosu Mishishim. Afilu Berotev. It even includes that discrepancy that obviously soluble concentrated liquids, as you see in the Gemara and Shabbos. Shim lo kein, hayinu tzrichim lochosh v'losei sadova l'shiurin u'la'ayin b'yisu v'heter imu avo dak. So why are you on this discrimination between solids and liquids? You want to be so precise that you should be find a way to distinguish between various solids and various liquids. How dense they are, right? Not every liquid is the same density, not every cell is the same density. So, and of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, but how do you say pshat? But if the Ra'ah is right in the reality of things, so why don't we say that the Ra'ah should be right over here? The answer, I believe, is based on a Ran later on. The Ran says that on page Lamed Hayam at Beis, in the old print, and it's over here in page Kuf Beis in the new print. This time we're in the second column, a bit more than halfway down. The Ran says the Chiddush. The Ran says we think 60 is an estimate. No, he says 60 is an overestimate. He says Ein lecha iser betorah sheiden tam b'shishim v'yesh b'mharbe shafilu b'yud ve'esrim. But the word ve'esrim, I have a yud aleph in parentheses. Okay, ein nos tam. So therefore, you have what we call a cushion. Come back to this cushion on Sunday. There's a cushion. Most things are 10 or 20. So we know 60. Oh, that is a margin of error. So therefore, that is included in this idea of the kazayis and the revius. It's a chiddush. Even with this, it's still a bit of a chiddush because kazayis and revius is a revius. We said even if the biggest kazayis is three times, and if the smaller kazayis could be significantly more than that. But okay, that's just throwing in my own little twist to help defend the shita sarah. Adkar abosai. We had two fascinating things in the introduction to our sugi. Now abosai. The nitty-gritty of the sugya. I save that for the second topic, because the nitty-gritty is more complicated, as usual. It's always nice to give to talk on the outside. But the nitty-gritty is a bit more complex here, the sugya of Tzadi Zayinim and Beis. Look inside, please, in the Gemara. The Gemara of Tzadi Zayinim and Beis, a little bit higher up, Shem Misharin, Misharin, Berotev, Vekipo, Vechatichas, Vekdeir. So the rotev, that's what we saw before in the Ran. So the rotev is presumed at the same value. We mean v'kedera. Ika d'ami v'kedera atzma. V'ika d'ami b'may d'bolo k'dera. That's the whole sugya. The sugya is a line and a half. The whole sugya is a line and a half. No more than that. That's it. A line and a half sugya. But what does this mean? What does this mean? What do the words mean? How do you understand these words of the Gemara? What do the words mean? So, there seem to be three basic pshatim over here. Let's take stuff from the beginning. Who's more makel? Who's more machmir? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi explains, uvikdeira, means you presumably count the entire volume of the pot. And Rashi says, second day, he says, no, that's much too much. B'may debola k'deira. We knew she'kenofo shem kodem she'nismat v'anan b'sharinen also. V'yachah she'nisbashel v'kamo she'nofo shem ein v'et deshishim omdim kama bolo k'deira min aheter. We can't just assume the entire k'deira should count. How much was diffused from the original soup into the walls of the pot? That's it. No more than that. Says Rashi, skipping a couple of lines, Kevin Iftik Lishni, Visura Daraisi, Hazina Lechumra, Velo Misharina and Bikdera. In other words, the Lishna Basra is Lechumra. On the bottom it says Ches Atzma. We don't count the metal itself. We only count the food that was absorbed. And then he says, Pashup Shana Rashi, that even though this Lishna Basra seems to be correct, but even that we don't accept. Why not? We only accept the ikar adava kamoshi bolafonenu mesharina. We don't count even the that which is balu on the pot. Why not? Below mesharina by the balak there. Why not? And I had to why? Fisha af mena iser nivla min ismait mikamosha. Could I mean the kaman? Otu atera bola tisura lo bola. That's like one tzadik chesam and alf. So Rashi, as the Ran puts it, knocks out the first lashon for the second lashon, knocks the second lashon, because the gemara on tzadik chesam and alf. This is Shitas Rashi. Okay, so Rashi is a simple interpretation. There's two girsos. I'm not going to go into right now whether the girsa is renew or low renew. The Ran wants to change the girsa. But let's turn to the Ran and see how he learns the Gemara and how he quotes some others. Not the same. You know, the truth is, before we even turn to the Ran, we should really see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ika de'ami b'kader atzma, tema, im shir ovi akader k'chamishim zesim, Venosin ba mayim kashir asara zesim, ubishal ba osan amayim kazayas cholov. Hech is bat los kazayas cholov ba mayim. Hopshita shiesh ba mayim tam cholov. What are you talking about? Chelov is the case, maybe. Will you sell me a bill of goods that is diffused uniformly through the water in the pot and the metal of the pot? It's ridiculous. Everyone knows It gets into the water. Almost nothing gets into the metal. What are you talking about? It's a know-nothing. Know-nothing science over here. So Tosfos can't believe Rashi's Sprat is true at all. It doesn't make any sense. So there's a whole loop shot in the Gemara. For Nira the Farch, to Hocha Marika, to Lesel Yisura Beinei. There is no Yisura right now. Why? The Nivla Ba Bikdeira Kazayas Chalif, Vihoysa Kvar Balua Meheter. But they have absorption. Treif got absorbed, and had been previously had an absorption of Koshin. Chakach Hazel Bishal Heter, the Misharina Bikdeira Atzma, Levat Eloisa Shinivla Ba. In other words, we're not discussing something which is Be'en right now. The Isa Be'en, forget about it. Right now, everything's Koshin. We want to know what's already in the pot. So the first day it says that what's in the pot of treif can be bottled b'shishim in the metal of the pot. And the second day it says, no, only in the het, which is below of the pot. But only discussing blias. Only discussing blias. Nothing more than blias. It's clear, as the Vilna Gaon points out, we'll come to this later, that the Tosfos this holds, you don't say chaticha nasa nevela b'balua. If you did, then this whole would be just shy to talk about a head. Be absolutely awesome. That's the Vilna Gaon's comment on this. We should probably get to a little bit later on. Okay, fine. Now let's take a look on the Ran. The Ran is Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in the old print. Here we go. In our print, it's is on page Kuf. So he quotes Rashi. And he has a whole bunch of questions against Rashi. We'll see one of them first. The Ikel Lemedek. It's that same paragraph we read before from the Ra'ah. At the top of the paragraph, it's the first new paragraph of page Kuf on the right side in our print. I believe it's Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, I believe, in the old print. Ikel Lemedek. Kevan she'achshav ein shishin beheter lo me'en ochozer o'yisul eser aseheter sher yil nafal b'kedeir acheres b'din shishin keyotibo u'mayshna k'deir izu b'kedeir di alma. In other words, if we're suggesting that some of the heter got absorbed and it's not there anymore, so that it should now become treif, because as of now, henceforth there's no longer 60 times to be mevatel. So the Ramban, he quotes over here, is an amazing teretz. If you take a spoon and remove some of the heter, so that now the heter rose from 1% to 2%, the Issa should say, one rose from 1% to 2%, ain't a chinani. Aval kevan shlo notal imenu ala shenismat derech bishul, hey kilubo. Hey, you didn't remove it, it just evaporated. So they're mekel. How can you be mekel? Why should you be? This is also hard to understand. How can it be? Take a look on the ches and the hagos on the bottom. Arashba kosa she'ena roa lezaikar. The maishna. What's the difference if it was absorbed into a pot, absorbed into evaporation? Either way, he doesn't understand why should we still make it. Again, the only possibility is go back to Aran, what we said earlier, that the Aran 60 is an overestimate. You have a right to be of certain leniencies. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand what this Ramban is based upon. That's what he suggests. Okay, let's go a little bit further. So this is the first opinion. Now, the Yosa Nira, there are Rambam's out. The B'mai, the Bola Kedei, Rahayna Lomar, Shemisharin Ba'omed Yofe, Kama Nivla Ba'omed Bedofne Akedera. Sharoin also keiluhu besoch hakedera, aber mashapichas machmas or shekola viovad lo. No, whatever was evaporated is evaporated. We don't take it into account. We only take into account what's absorbed in the pot. If it was absorbed in the pot, it's considered to be one big entity together with what's actually the water that's floating around within the pot. What's in the walls of the pot and what's within the pot is considered one entity and counts towards shish. This is the idea of Bebalua B'kedera. Now, we said before According to Rashi, the second day is a chumra. But according to the Ramban, the second day is a kula. Why? The first day it says, b'kidei ra'atma means, we only take into account what we see dripping, the water and everything inside, within the pot. We disregard everything which is absorbed in the pot. And the second day is mekil, and so we have a right to consider that which is absorbed in the pot as well. Yes, Shom, sorry.
How do we know, according to how much was evaporated, how much was...
That's another good question. How do we know that? I don't know. That requires a good scientist. If the rabbi was a scientist, he could figure it out. You and I are not scientists. I'm not sure how we would figure it out. I don't know. An excellent question. I don't want to spend more time on this. I just want to show you some of the basics. Now we're in the Shulchan Aruch, here in Siman Sadi Ches Sif Dalet, where we left off. We're going to turn to the Rama. Rama. Okay, let's take a look carefully at the Rama. Rabosai, there's a lot to learn, but we're going to have to cut some things down simply to save time. Rama says as follows. That if you were able to separate out the fat from the rest of the pot, you're required to do so. What's it based upon? That's a tremendous dispute, which is one of the most important disputes in all of Yeridaya, except right now. The Mishpat Zov O Zayin, a few lines in, with a crazy place O Zvav Hekil, Shamachal Miskalkel Yadei Tzinun, Kimola Kamon Tzinun Kuv Beis Siv Gimel, Bekli Yadei Hagol. What's that mean? Kuv Beis is about Dovah Shiesh Lo Matirin. So the place you understood, if you understand Abishin, it's understood that the problem over here is since you have an opportunity to, in effect, filter out the fat by throwing in cold water, have it rise and then get it out, pull it out, it's considered Yesh L'Matirin. Yesh L'Matirin is only if there's not going to be any financial loss. But if it's going to cost you a loss, things are going to get ruined, you're not required to get rid of it. Says the Holy Prima Godin, V'yesh L'Chalik B'nein. Kikan hu kimakiro isur. What do you mean kimakiro isur? You don't see anything right now, but since you have the ability to make it visible, it's called already now nikiro isur. Tremendous nafkamina, Rabosai. According to Rabbi Yonasan Abish, it's a dinder rabbonim, number one. And according to the Mishpat Zov, on a simple level, it's a dinder rice. It's not called a taruvis. Nikiro is not a taruvis at all. It's unbelievable chumra. If there's any way to get it out, we say it's not considered to be a taruvus at all. It's nikar iser, so it says you're toast. The Mefarshim suggests a raya from the lashon of the Mordechai. This is what the Yad Yehuda quotes this lashon, a raya from lashon. This comes from a Mordechai. That's the source of this din. The source of this halacha is the Mordechai. Let's take a look. Siman Tov Shin Mem. It's one word that leads Yad Yehuda to this inference, which he thinks is a proof that it's not considered taruvus, and you have to get it out even if it's going to cost money. What's his raya? The lashon of the Mordechai is as follows. The last two lines of page Lamed Beis in our print. Avlam nofel asocha chelev. Yishboch mayim tzornim l'socha v'yosir kol ha'shumon atzaf v'ashar mutar. He makes a big deal out of one word, and the word is shumon. He says shumon is not the same word as chalef, so it must mean that you'll be able to distinguish between every fatty substance and the meaty substance, which is not fat, lean meat, etc. But you will not be able to distinguish between the kosher fat called chalef and the trade of fat called shuman. So you see, it's going to cost you extra money. So it costs you extra money. Couldn't possibly be davar shesh lamatirin, because davar shesh lamatirin does not apply to cost you extra money. Must be that the Mishpat Zov is correct. It's not considered to be a tarovis at all. Manias daiti, this is not compelling. The word shuman means fatty things. You know that chela fell in. It's tray for fat. Now you can't tell what it is. You see it's fat. So you remove it. There's no indication anywhere that additional fat fell in. Kosher Shuma doesn't say anywhere. This would not send me at all to this proof. To the contrary, I have a proof I kept. My proof I kept, Rabbi Osai, is from the Lashon of the Isa Veheter Ha'oruch in the name of the Ra'avan, although we have yet to find it in the Ra'avan, who says, quote, Mitzvah liten bo mayim korim likro shachele v'lasira. Use the word mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Mitzvah? It's a good deed? What do you mean? It's treif. What about the mitzvah? If you learn like the crazy placey, it's at least a little understandable. It's a davar she'esh lematirin. It's a mitzvah to get rid of whatever, maybe also through, even through artificial means. And therefore, it's a mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah, she'esh lematirin, I feel about the flow button. But according to the Mishpat Zozov, that it's no tarovis at all, the word mitzvah is completely out of place. So I would rather be make my diyuk from the lashon of the Ravan, as it's called Yisrael Heter, Lekula, rather than the diyuk of the Ayyudah based on the Mordechai, Lechumra. As we shall see soon, and believe that is starting on Monday, Tuesday, we'll start talking about Beria. After the Bechina on Monday, we start about Daf Siman Kuf, about Beria, the New York City water, and all the bugs and all the vegetables. This is going to be tremendous nafkamin over here with this, who's right? The crazy place, you know, the Mishpat Zozov. I'm already putting my vote for the crazy place. We have to. Without him, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. So, okay. We'll come back to this in greater detail when we get to discover the bugs. We'll see out of the Shemaya next week. We'll see out of the Shemaya. Fine. Let's turn our attention to the Sif Hei. If you're open to the... You have to come back to the Ron a little bit later. Let's first see things in the... In the Shulchan Aruch first this time. Sif Hei. If you do a kamu hu ha'isa kagon kaf chadosha o she'ena bas yoma she'nirbo bolo kazayis chelev ha'kach nirbo kadera shabosar ein tzorech ala shishim levatel ha'kazayis shabolo v'lo arminan gabe kli chaticha nasas nevela. Why are we saying this? Why is this true? Because it's a kedera chadasha. Okay. Chadasha is nothing old. Ein bas yoma, there's nothing there either. So in this case only, we don't apply the principle of chana. Take a look on the shachs of Kotan Yud Zayin. Pirish. Shere shal bosev ena bas yoma, shenir bo kazai is cholov. The lek of the meima, the nasa nevela, kem asher balua shabohu nostan of God. Ilchem nir bo achaka kadere shal bosev, en tzorah lashishim kenegad a kazai is cholov. To the gabi akli, lo amina and chaticha nasa nevela lo kuli alma, afilo nir bo isu. Kem ad a balua, lo nasa nevela. The vadai lo shayach lomar, shegufo eitz, O matchis, O cheres, Yasunav, that's ridiculous. What's the machlekes about Yisei Chanan Bibalua? What is that machlekes? That machlekes is on the food. No machlekes as far as the metal. All right. Fine. So Avakaf Yishana Bas Yoma, Misharan Bakula. Why? Because Yisei Chanan, take a look at the Gura. Chav Gimel, uvebola Yisur, darmina nasa nevela, kanal, so you say chanan, babalua, v'yesh mishol demachaber, shegam bezuwe, and sorach alashishim demat al-kazayat shabola, why? Says the Gruach of Hei, v'chein das toisus, we just saw, sadezayim and beiz, ika, right? Why? We don't say, chaticha nasa nevela, by balua, so it's a machloikas, 2 days in the machaber, you say Chanan by Balua, don't you? Shach explains, the only machlokes is you say Chanan in the food that is Balua. But as far as the metal, no one, he says, is going to say it differently as far as the metal is concerned. That's how he understands. However, if you look in the Rambam, What's the Ramah say over here? Take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, Usvar Rishona Iker, you say Chanamai Balua, Kemoshin is Borliel, Kabetikas Tipas Cholov, Shenoflo Ala Kadera. Okay, fine, so good. So you say Chanan by Balua. Now watch this now, this is so tricky. V'yesh She'eno Mechalkin Ben Kaf Yoshon Lechodosh, Rak Ben Kli Cheres Ashar Kalim. Omen. To be klicheres the evshalah frida yisurayah deagola amina na klinas and avela abalov b'shakelim. Yeah, okay, we'll come back to the svar in a minute. But the simple read what the Bar Yashul called kipshuto pshat lashon of the Ramah eino mechalkin ben yoshan lechodosh. Woo, chodosh, chodosh. You say chanan? How many say chanan bechodosh? There's nothing there. Must be the metal itself. So they understood the Ramah to mean that the metal itself is also Nasa Nevela. And the Shach quotes this in Sivkon Chaf Aleph. He says, Vareina ol aladas shaguf acheres yosun. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's impossible. How can the Rav say the Ramah, the Kli Cheres Chodesh Nasa Nevela? If he said it. Did he really say it? I wanted to suggest it's impossible he said it. He said it. He didn't mean that. All he meant, v'yesh ena mechalgen ben kaf yoshon lechodosh, in describing what? Rak ben kli cheres l'shar kelim, only when we're talking about yoshon, not when we're talking about chodosh. It's a little bit of a difficult read, I'm the first to admit it, but it seems to me that's what they have to read. Only pshat the Rambam is not that way, but I think we should learn it this way. I think it's better to learn it this way. Fine. Fine. The question becomes, Rav Osai, as the Taz asks over here, the Taz talks about this svara, a distinction between cheres and metal. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He doesn't understand why it should be so. Why? He says, what do you mean? A couple of technical questions. First of all, cheres, there's a possibility of kivshonos, has to be bifnim. Those are technical questions. But the aside from the technical questions, the Taz asks the question on the entire distinction of the Mordechai. What do you mean? When it comes to a kli matchis, you can separate. What can you separate? You can separate. What are we going to separate? Everything's going to come out in the water, right? The head that comes out in the water, the Easter comes out in the water. Everything's going to come out in the water. That's not really a separation. Well, what kind of separation is this? It doesn't mean anything. It's not a real separation. That's the question which the Taz asks. And he starts to argue that he meant it. I don't have time to read the entire idea. I wanted to share one thing with you about this. And this is, Binyamin, is Binyamin here? Can you get me the from same as yesterday, the tab, just to show a little bit, save a little time. Oh. You may recall that a long time ago, this goes back months ago, we're discussing Chanan, so we mentioned a Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen, when he's discussing why you don't say Chanan de Balua, had an expression, it's like Tahara Balua. Now Tahara Balua, Rabbi Osai, is a concept in the Chostum of Atar, which is of course much more esoteric, much more metaphysical, as opposed to pots and pans. We're talking about the physical world, right? So I think it was the Chazon Ish, if I'm not mistaken, said, don't take this literally. How can it be? There's no connection whatsoever. Jesus is a figure of speech. Tara Balu has nothing to do whatsoever with our sugya. We're discussing here molecules of taste. What's Tara Balu? Tara Balu is absurd. It's a totally different kind of a concept. That was the kasha we had. So now, Rabbi Osai, the nekuda over here is, remember the Ramban, we saw the Ramban, cited by the Ran, who said, you do not apply the principle of chaticha nasa nevela at all when it comes to a davar habalua. You don't apply chanata balua. I think we read in Shia yesterday, that you don't apply chanata balua. The Ran quotes it from the Ramban. Okay, so the question becomes, if not, why not? Why, in fact, don't we say Chanan Rebulu. That's where the Truma Sedeshin starts talking and saying it's considered to be kind of a Aktuma Belua. What does that mean? What do the words mean? That the words are so hard to understand. What do you mean, Tuma Belua? Oh. So the Pshat may be as follows. Rabosai, Tuma Belua, as far as we know, is something which is fundamentally non-existent. You can't see it. It's absorbed. And if it's non-existent, we don't mean it's non-existent. We know it's existent, but to the naked eye, it's non-existent. Has no mitzius, as we'll put it. And if it has no mitzius, so then it cannot receive tumah. Okay? No mitzius, doesn't exist. It cannot receive tumah. Fine. Now, says the Mordechai the following svar. This applies to a pot of metal. A metal pot. Because a metal pot, Rabosai, you're not going to say that the metal pot itself is a metzias of Isser. Vihoraya, you could separate out whatever was absorbed in that metal pot from the metal pot. So we can't consider the metal pot itself to be a piece of Isser. And the absorption doesn't exist in reality. We can't see it. So it also doesn't exist. So the pot is not an Isser. And the metal itself and the what's absorbed is not an Isser. Nothing's around. It's like Tumah Belua. In the same way as Tumah Belua, listen carefully, is not Mekabel Tumah. Tara Belua is not Mekabel Tumah. Tumah Belua is not Matame, as the case may be. So too, you would not apply the principle of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. There's no Chaticha. You have to have something you can put your hand on. Let's say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Oh. Contrast this with a Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres, since it's impossible to separate out, or for our purposes impossible, to separate out that which is absorbed in the Cheres. From the Cheres itself, we have a right to label the entire Kli Cheres as an entity which is Treif. And if we have this entity which we can label as Treif, we can now say there is a Metzius. If there's a Metzius, this Metzius, we can say about it that it is Nas and Nevela. This is an important yourself. This is something which I wanted to show you, but I think we are unable. We have technical problems. Are you about to overcome the technical problems,
yeah,
Benjamin?
It's running a little slow.
Running a little slow? Okay. Fine. So, if any questions, now is the time to ask while we're experiencing some technical difficulties. Okay. We will have to continue and come back to this. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can Rebbe go over his answer to the simple read of Ramah by the
The simple read is easy. You wonder how I read it. How did I read it? Yeah, I'm the first to admit it's not the simple read. As I said, the Bar Yashulchan said the pshat is the other read, and the shach says it's impossible. I'd rather say if you look in the Darkei Moshe, which is the source of the Ramah, he never says it, and that gives me a reason to believe that Lohed Rami Olam, when Megillah Sefer, where are we? Sadi Ches Sif. What are we in now? Sif. We're still only in Talit? Where are we? Hey? Hey. We're in Sadi Ches Hey. Okay, Rabbos, let's take a look. V'yesh she'ein mechalkin ben kaf yoshon l'chodosh. That's not their distinction. Rather, they make a different distinction. What's the distinction? Between Cheres the Shar Kelim. So the simple read is, yoshon and chodosh make no difference, not in Cheres, neither in Cheres nor in Shar Kelim. So therefore, we're going to say Cheres Chodesh is going to be Aser Chanan. I'm reading it differently. V'yesha Eina Mechalkin. Listen carefully. Eina Mechalkin Ben Kaf Yoshon L'Chodesh. With respect to what? Matches. They're both permissible. It's no Chanan. Rak Ben Kli Cheres L'Shar Kelim. And there, when it comes to Cheres, there we make a distinction between Yoshin and Chodesh. I know it's not a simple read, but so I think. Thank you so much. Let me just read it to you in this beautiful Sefer, Megillah Sefer, to see what he says to try to explain this Nakuda. On both sides, we'll try to find things here quickly. Okay, here we are. Whoa, what are you doing? Tazi asks, Mayo Shieno Hagola. Nay, the Yochola Hafidis Abalua Meakli, Abalyevshul Hafidis Ayusa Meaheter, Fanas Abalua Nevela. So Yad Yehuda says, the Ramban says, Balua, we never say Nasa Nevela. What's the Hezver? As it says in Shuma Sadeshen, the Heter Balua Elo Mitzius Leoser, Ade Blias Yisr. As it says in Chul 9 Aleph, you can look it up. Tuma Balua, Lo Mitamis Torah Balua. Tara Balua, because it doesn't exist. As he puts, no mitzias. Kach isa balua and osa heta balua. As a grow. Fine. The Mordechai says, here's the punchline. In shlechalik bazeh ben klicheres l'kim makas. The klicheres she'i evshala hafredes ha balua me'acheres. Nechshav ha balua. Ki guf ha kli. Ukemosh yesh lo mitzias umamoshes lihe oser. Right? Because the kli itself exists. You can't say the metal is a metzias of if trade because you could separate it. So this is what he says. Just wanted to show it to you inside. Now Rabbi says the clock is moving. Let's move to Sifches. Sifches, Rabbi says Sifches. What does it say in Sifches? Yes, Vav and Zayim. We're just going right over it. Nothing much there. It's very short. Ches. The Ramo. Kol Yisurim, Shanogim, is Manazeh, Kulim, is Batlam, is Shishim. Except for Chomis, with Pesach, and Nesach. Fine. Uvad, she Yisur, ain't a nosen tam, be Kedera. Ava nosen tam, be Osa Kedera. Vuhu Osir, mitzad atzmo. Afilu, be Elef, lo Botil. Kol Zman, she Magishin, tamo. Vuchain Melech, vetav, mitvorem, David, la Taima. Im Asur, machmas atzmon. And the Betelem, be Shishim, etc. Okay, straightforward then. What level din is this, Rabbi Osai? What level is this din? Is it a din de Rabbanon? Is it a din de Oraisa? Let's take a look and see what it says. The Shach, Sivkot and Chavtes. Please look inside. The Shach, Sivkot and Chavtes. Called Isavet Arach, de Rabbanon. It's a din de Rabbanon. It's a din de Rabbanon. Why? Rabbi Kivega says, Haran, Chulam and Hamad Beitz. The Ran says that we saw this. This was yesterday, had to do with yesterday's Shir. We're discussing the issue of Tam Ki'ikar, if you recall. So the Ran says the whole tumble of Tam Ki'ikar, Rabosai, is only if there is no Mamoshes there. But if there is some Mamoshes there, the Ran said, even Be'elef lo botel. So he's saying, so as long as it gives time, it's not bottled even be'elef, says the Ran. And as a result of that, Rabbi Kivega says that the Ran is absolutely against the what the Shach said, because the Shach said it's the Rabbanon, and the Ran says it's the Oraisa. For those who have art print, it's page Kuf Gimel, the bottom of the first column. Which is L'inyan, Rabbi Osai. L'inyan. Fifth line of that paragraph. Minshin is Tarabash and Amina Begufa, Ubatama, Afila Be'elefa, Sabidaraisa. Black on white. A Mefurisher Ran against the Shach, says Rabbi Kivega. Not so simple. Not so simple. Not completely clear. Why? The Yad Yehuda says that it depends. If it's something which gives its own taste, then the Ran is right. Everyone agrees to that. But we're discussing over here in the Shulchan Aruch, we talk about things, salt, etc. Margishin tam. No one wants to eat salt. So it just, as he puts it, it's Mishabeach es hamachol. It's Mishabeach es hamachol. That's an Yisrael Midirabonah. If it's the taste, the thing itself, some delicious taste on whatever it may be, then even Be'elef would be not bothered with the rice. That's what they want to make up sure, that the Rabbi Kivega is not correct, that the Ran is not against the Yisr Veheta. This is what the Bari HaShulchan suggests in Sivkotten Pei Dalet. We'll come back to it. This is Rabbi Osei the Shach Sivkotten Choftes. But there's another Shach here in Sivkotten Lamed. Let's take a look at Sivkotten Lamed. What's over here? L'chein melech v'tavlin, ayin teres chatos, Shapazak Afilu Nafal Melech Batav and the Dova Shashava Bishmo. Afilu Hachi came in the Cholik Batamo, Lo Botu. Avalim Nafal, the Dova Shashava Batamo, Botu the Shishin. Aynsha. This is what the Shach quotes over here. In Sivkoton Lamed. Does everyone agree to this? No. No. Look in Rabbi Kivager again. B'pri Chodesh u'b'minchas Yaakov Cholkum Azeh. The Bemino Misharin Kol Sharor Litein Tam Kineg the B'Shen Amino. Everybody knows. Rabosai, what? Let's review. Min Bemino B'Arayis is Batal B'Rov. The Rabbani requires Shishin. What's the classical reason given by the Rosh why we're Machmin Min Bemino B'Shishin? Remember it? Zera to what? Ein Amino. So over here too. Since we have to ask the Ein Amino, we have to ask the Mino too. So the Prichodesh argues with this nakuda of the shachs, everything the shach is under attack from all sides. Fine. Once we hear to this Megillah Sefer, we see this Gevaldig Pshat over here as well. He's going to give an answer. Because of a shach, Tavmish of a davishav b'tam abad abishishim. Kivega calls the Prichodesh. No. The Bemino Misharan Kol Shirol Itam Hashem Amino. Oh, V'nire Rabbo say it's very, very, very important. The Tolei Avetam Hashachazal Itzrichu B'min Bemino Shishin. Who Avram El Os? What does it say? Vav. The Lefi Arosh Bemes Hatam Hashem Shem Dugzorim Ot Hashem Amino. The Prichodesh is correct. Afi Rambam. This is critical. Comes up so many times. Ein Ogzera Ot Hashem Amino. El Chazal Higdilu Es Hashiurim. V'tzrichu bitul be'otzem miuto. What do you mean be'otzem miuto? Very interesting concept. We'll flip back there in a second. Megal ha'mashchos of Aran chazal hishu midosem v'tzrichu b'chol yisur b'min b'shem amino shishim v'gozu min b'mino b'shem amino b'shem lo plug. We saw that in Aran. You can't answer gzera b'shem amino alak lo plug. The gabla tav nashir who b'shishim to lo plug otu shari surim. So you want to be ma'asav elef? You wouldn't do it. To show you this, I'd like to go back. Binyamin, can you get me back a few pages? We're over in Siv in Os Vav Lamed Aleph. Go back to Os Vav. I don't know how many Os. How many? Yeah, can you estimate how many? Go back. I don't know. 15 pages. Well,
it's still in Siv.
It's if Allah probably. Oh, we're getting close. Maybe it's Bayes. Well, where's Vav? Let's take a look. Maybe we're over. Are we? Why is it Yutes? Oh, man. Gotta really go back. Okay. You know what? We'll just do this if you're talking. Be patient. Is it working? Getting places. Okay. Just want to show it to you inside once we have the safer open. See how he expresses it. Let's see if it's here. It said, hey, Ches. Hey? Okay, good. Oh. Okay. 1 minute, I'm out. He wants to ask the following kasha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Nimoach gufo shogid tzorach shishin. Gid anoshin. Wait a minute. But how can that be? We pass the ain beginim and osin tam. Ain beginim and osin tam. Look what he says. The Rambam says in Perek Tetzvav, Halacha Dalid, and hey, the mashim in bimino tzorach shishin ain og zera ot hashem amino, as the Rosh said. Okay. Aladin Zedin Chodesh Shechachamim Lo Istapku Bebitul Berov. It's not enough majority. Vigdilu Es Shir Abitul Vitzrichu Sheove Dover Haasur Beotsem Miuto. A very poetic term in the Rambam. Tremendous, minuscule minority. Chacham Nostu Shir Chodesh Lebitul. Shem Shemetrum Vitzrichu Bitul Bemeya Uver Ola Kolei Akerim b'masayin, so chulin, they require 60, and they say, smach, was rabbi shalom. If he's at sarich, lomar, the masha b'mim shalom mino, dina b'nosim tam, umut the gamma pachas mishishim, ha. How come? We learned already yesterday, called the Rav Rishonim, including the Rambam, if it doesn't taste like anything, even though it's 2%, it's still bottle. Haini mishum, shezegufa, shoyisur, eno, no, senta, beheter, zemore alotse miyuto. The fact that they don't taste it. The ain't sorok libit libishishin. Calls a shayach, this is such a critical point. Rak bedova, shiyesh, bekocho, lo, seis tam. Uksha eno, no, senta, zemore alotse miyuto, the bottle. But giranoshe, ain't the boklal of sharas, lo, seis tam. Ain't there more alots of miyuto? Because even if it wasn't bottle b'shishin, if it was just 50%, it wouldn't give any time. But l'chein, b'nimcha gufa shel gid, you must have an objective number. Tzorech shishin kenegdo. V'yos bottle b'yotzmet, it's a paradoxical. Something which gives off taste, and it's 2% but doesn't give off taste, that's going to be mutter. Something which never gives off taste, and it's 2%, it's going to be awesome. Because since it never gives off taste, the only measuring rod is what is 60. 2% is too much. Fascinating. It's beautiful. Mashegin b'shari surim shiyesh b'kol losas tam afim nimcha gufam emein enosin tam zel bitul abolta miyuto ben tzor shishim genegdo. It's from the Yad Yehuda. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And now we have more stuff over here. We don't rely upon Timas Yisrael according to some. Question is, why not? How can it be? No. Isa Dovik is different. Masha Eno Nosan Tam Eno Moral Otsim Yuta Shalisa. Aliacha Vachele Vachatichas Tameim Shonim Lachenim Nosan Tam Beheta. Vlovachas Otsim Yuta. And therefore you require Shishim. The same Nakuda works by Isa Dovik. Atkan, I just wanted to show it to you inside because this is a very, very nice Svara as far as this is concerned. Now, one more Nakuda over here. If we can go, how do you get to those other pages where we just came from? You just do this, or I really forgot. Where were you up to before? 144. Can you get me back there if you don't mind? I'll show one more thing. If you don't mind. Very good. Good. That's where you have to be. Oh. So now, thank you. Oh, so in the Bari HaShulchan, he says what we just said earlier, to knock off the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger from the Ran. No, the Ran talking about the food, and we're talking about that Yad Yehuda we mentioned before. It's not that you taste the salt. The salt makes the food taste better. That's a different kind of a taste completely. That's the Rabbanan. You taste the original food item. That's Doraisa. Oh. And he quotes a Pirish and Mishnayis Laramba. Those who have the Beyurim, the Ramasal Uvilvad, you can look it up. That the Tavlin is the Pirsum Pu'ulasam. It's like a Dover HaMaimid. It's a Dinder Rabbanan Bepshuto. It also answers the Kasha of the Rashash. The Rashash asks that we find over here Butzel Bekaplut. Nothing is more than that. Frekte Rashash and Tzadi Zayin Medbeis. What do you mean? Melech and Tavlin. There's even Biela Flo Bata. What do you mean? It's much more than... The answer is no. That's not the original taste. It's a different taste. And therefore, there's one word that's slightly problematic to the Biurim. What's that word? The word is Lachain. V'lachain. Melech v'tavlin midvorim davidu latama imasurim akmas atzmon and imetelem b'shishim. It's a little bit schwer. Because the first half of the Ramah is referring to the actual food is giving the taste. Here it's talking about giving us a different kind of a taste. So he says, "Akein deraisa tikkun ad kan de beyurim de remaschil ubulva." Okay, Rabosai, any questions so far? We're trying to make a little bit more progress. Only about a little more than half an hour to go. Let's try to cover as much ground as we can. See out of the shmai. Sif tes. Kedeira sheyesh b'chamishim v'tisha zesim heter. V'nachlu b'shnei zesim echad shel dam v'echad shel chelev. Kol echad mitztarev im chamishim v'tisha shel heter levat al chaveru. Okay. You have 59 of heter. one of dam, one of chalif, Shulchan Aruch paskins, everything's batel. Why is everything batel? Because the chalif is batel in 59 meat and one blood, and the blood is batel in 59 meat and one chalif. So says the Mechabe over here in Sif Tes. Comes the Dogla Merivava. Look on the bottom. You all have Dogla Merivava. On both sides, you have Dogla Merivava. Most of you have in the, what they call the altar on the bottom. Dogla Merivava says that this is simply not correct. Av Shepasku HaRoshva Turva Shogunor Chavir B'li Cholek, and every Kolachonim Shasku, everyone's quiet. The Mechab is wrong. Mechab is wrong. What's his Raya of the Rosh? Chumas Rosh? Kol Yisurah Mevatlin Zeh Zeh Zvachim Ayin Ches. We spoke about it already in yesterday's Chazar Rashiach. It's a famous sugya about Tam Kika, right? Fine. And then he has a Raya from Yerushalmi. I'm not going into the Yerushalmi right now. Says the Dogla Merivava, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Rambam said rejects both. If you look in Perek Yudches in Pesulim Hamikdash and Malacha Chof, he paskins that Yisurim are not Mevatlim Zetzeh. That's the kasha of the Dogla Merivava. It's a great kasha. It's an absolutely great kasha. Why is everybody so quiet? Oh. So the answer is, again, given by the Biurim, maybe it's even here too. Let's see if it's here, because it's 8 this year. Dogla Merivava. He says it's against the Rambam. The Rambam says we don't accept Yisurim Mevatlin Zezeh. All the Achronim say it's incorrect. This is correct. Everyone agrees, even according to the Rambam. Why? Now watch this. I'm showing here only because this sefer is right, so beautiful and right in front of us. Dare lebitul hamamosha shel Yisur yesh lanu rov shel heter. Remember the case in Zvachim Ayin Ches is Yisurim Mevatlin. Everything is awesome. Here the rov is head there. The ain't sorach letzav lezeh esor iser. The yesh behet the rov negat shneim yachad. And the shanu tzrichim levat les tama iser. Shlo ye murgish behet there. Umali het the mevat les tama iser. Umali iser mevat les tama iser. Sof kol sof lo murgish benos and tam shal het there. Lo tam shal dam lo tam shal chelev. Who says so? Prima godim lamed gimel. Prima Govan Lamed Gimel. Okay? This is it. So we can answer the kasha of the Dogla Merivava. A very important answer. A very important answer. This is the answer of the Prima Godim. Prima Godim. Okay? This is the Yisot. A very, very important Yisot. Oh. Now, take a look over here in the Shach, because the Prima Godim is commenting on the Shach. The Shach is Svaru Lamed Gimel. The Kolisa Bot L'Kshena Yochalit and Tam Beheter. For Tam Dam and Tam Chelev Eino Shove. Right, it's Batal Tam Chelev B'Shishim and Tam Dam B'Shishim. Mali Yisra Mevala Mali Heter Mevatal. Rakshi is Batal Tam Yisra. It doesn't matter. It's a direct quotation of the Rosh, as we just saw. Says the Prima Godim, let's look inside Lamed Gimel. Shiv Se Das. Afil Laman Dama Yisra Mei Mevala Zezeh. Mikomakom leka timer. In one line, he said what we just saw. Fine. Adkan disnakud. Fine. Narabosai, sifkotin lamidalit. What's the Mechaba say? The second half. Vechain esrim v'tisha zesim shel heter. Shenoflu behem kazayis chelev. Uvekidera acherasur shloshim shel heter v'nofel esochem kazayis shel dam. V'nis arvu b'shogeg mutter. Very, very nice. Very nice, Rabosai. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? This picture makes perfect sense according to whom, Rabosai? No, help me out. According to whom? According to their Mechaber who denies what? Rabosai, wake up. Chanan Bishari Surim. But we paskin Chanan Bishari Surim. What's going on? The Shach's Kasha in Lamed Dalet. Sarachian, Haidina lo shayach lefi ma'idak kaimolam chanan b'shar yisurim. Lama, he wants to know, why is the Ramah quiet over here? Lo havle lo rav listam advarim. Why is he quiet? Why is he quiet? So different answers are given, technical answers. Rabbi Kiva has an amazing answer from his relative, Rabbi Moshe Brody, a bit of a complex answer. I'm not going to read that right now. There are other significant answers that we have to focus on just briefly. So one answer might be, and the Shach himself talks about these things. Lach b'lach, b'mokam hefset gadol. We don't say chanan b'shar yisur. Let's just talk about that for the minute. Lach b'lach, we don't say chanan b'shar yisur. This leads to a tremendous dispute, Rabbi Osai, a tremendous dispute with respect to various mixtures which relate to how do we define things which combine to each other? Must they have the same shem, or must they have the same ta'am? That's an interesting question. I'm not sure if he talks about it. One second, please. I'm not sure if he talks about it. The Bari Ashulchan talks about it, but you don't have that. It's hard for me to show this to you without having to go so far afield. Want to know? Naflu shnei zaysim mishem echad shel iser, the nuntes shel heter, and the tameim are not shoven. No, still ein mevatlim zeze. The question becomes, why? What's it all based upon? Why don't we say it's one's mevatel the other? He thinks that the Chazanish says he thinks they're not mitzdarif. They're not mitzdarif. Aye, but the Prima Gadol brought a raya from Basa B'cholov. This is very important. He says Basa B'cholov is unique. Shatora osras bishulam yachad batama murkov. But shari surin the veil of behem and the veil of shalof shenafel utoch heter the ain lesser elam kain margish as tama behema or as tama of amalok she margish rak as tama mukav mishneya zelo nechshav lagosh as tama iser. Kevin she ain't tama shel kol echad meyisurim mugash. Wow, who says the same thing? Reb Chaim says that the tam of basa b'chol which us is a tam mukav. He says, I don't know who said it's true. Who said it's true? He doesn't think that it's necessarily the case. He's going to bring a raya faker in a minute. Watch this. What happened? Technical problem here? Did I do something wrong? Uh-oh. The screen is totally blank. This may mean we have to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. We'll give Binyamin a chance to find a way how to fix this. Give him a chance. Just went off. We're out. Oh, connection problems. Okay, connection problems. Okay, we can't. No, we're out. Okay, we're out. For the moment, we're out. But we'll keep talking, and we'll be Torah Shabbat Peh. If you're able to get back in the next 20 minutes, I'll show you some. We'll have Chazara B'chsav. Okay? Let's first talk now Torah Shabbat Peh. Let's turn to the Ramah here in Simen Sadi Ches Sif Tes. Ramah. V'kol shekein b'shnei zeisim. Echad shel gvina v'echad shel basar. D'chol echad mevatel chaveru. Why is this the kol shekein? Because everything is heter. Everything is heter. Before that, everything was a dvar yisur. Now everything is heter. Take a look on the gra. Lamites. The tama de hetero. Right? The tama de hetero. You don't say chanan. Right? Fine. Now. If you look in the, I'd love to show this to you because I just can't. I'll have to try take it on faith. Have to look it up later on. That the Issa v'Heter says. Let's see if we can find it in the Prima Garden. Let's turn. We have no choice but to go to the Prima Garden at the beginning. The Psicha. Look at the Psicha, Rabbi Osai. Psicha Hilchos Taruvos. Chela Gimel Perakei. You have the Psicha, it should be printed in everybody's Shulchan Aruch. Everyone see what I'm talking about? You have a Psicha? Everyone see it? The paragraph begins with the word Vura'isi in our print. I don't know, everyone has different prints over here. He says, if one at the end of that paragraph, one is Pigel and one is Noser, V'chol shechalukin b'tamon ein mitstarfin, homilavechon mamash v'chad shmo nevela, after chalukin b'tamon, midrabbonin al kaponim yisur ha'ika, k'mabosu b'cholav shenesa mikodim. Mutam en ha'torah, osu midrabbonin. He's saying over here, that even though midoraisa, it's okay, because you don't taste anything, but midrabbonin it's asur, because it has the same shem, and we have to asur. This is the psicha of the prima god according from the Issa v'Heter. What else does he say? Kazayis Basar and Kazayis Gavino are mixed into each other with 59 days of Heter. That's the Ramah. It's mutter. Why? There's no tam Basar and no tam Cholov. Rabosai! What do you see from here? Against what we just spoke about earlier. This indicates it's not a tam Murukov, which is the problem. The problem is either a tam Basar or a tam Murkov against the Chazon Ish, against Reb Chaim. That's what it appears here in the Issa v'Heter. This is so important, Reb Osai. We had a discussion. Can there be an Issa Basar B'Cholov on one without the other? You may recall the famous Ramban in the Sugya of Nat Bar Nat said, no, can't exist. It's double nothing. If the Ramban is right, then Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish are tenable. We pass like Tosfos, not the famous Sugya of Nat Bar Nat, that you can have Cholov without us, without Basar, Basar, they can have one without us without the other. So we can't possibly paskin La'alocha L'maisa like Reb Chaim. This is pointed out by the Megillah Seif, which we don't have in front of us right now. This is a very important Nakuda. A very important Nakuda. Okay. Since we're off screen now, we'll skip all this for the moment, and we'll go to Simen Sadi Tes, because we are very short of time. If we go back on, I'll show you this I always like to show you, or else maybe I'll show you on Sunday, if you remind me. It's always good to see Osios Machimos, and everybody has access to the Sefer, and actually in print. Turn of attention now to Simon Sadi Tess. Sif Aleph. Simon Sadi Tess, Rebosai. Sif Aleph. Chatichas Nevela, Shiesh Boboser Vatsomos. Let's see the Gemara first. We always like to see the Gemara first. The Gemara is by this Rav B'Shela. Please turn to Tzadi Chesem at base, please. Tzadi Chesem at base. Come on, open up. Tzadi Chesem at base. They give me some extra light. This is not working anyway. Easy for me to read. Thank you very much. Tzadi Chesem at base, the Gemara is discussing the issue of Rav B'Shela. 1 in 100, 1 in 60. What are they fighting about? Ma Dama B'Shishim, the 10th line. Sava Bosav Atzamas, Bechbadi Bosav Atzamas, Besharim. 60. Madam Bemeya Savar, Bosav Bahade Bosav, Besharina. Because there's more Bosav in the Isle Pro Rata than there is in the Zroa. Halab Bemeya. That's a very important question. Do Atzamas count or don't they count? Do Atzamas count or don't they count? What do you say? We paskin Beshishim. Bosav Atzamas by Bosav Atzamas. So therefore it should come out that Atzamas, in fact, do count. Turn Rabosa, if you don't mind, we have to see in the back. The Ran, Lamed Hei Amar Aleph. Please turn. In the old print, I should say. Lamed Hei Amar Aleph. In the new print. Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis. In our print, it's Kuf Beis, column 1, Mikol Makom. That paragraph. Okay. He says, Uman Dama B'Shishim, Adama B'Meya B'Tardi Pligi. The Man Dama B'Shishim Sovet Atzmos Hazroa, Kevin Shem Rakim, Ostrim Kabosar. And Atzmos ha'ayil, even though there's some that are koshim, mitzar from the heter, the klipe heter malanes isur k'disem Yerushalmi. Madav b'meyo says no boser by boser. He says no, we don't count the atzmos not for isur and not for heter. Zero. Hilchoch, next paragraph. The inyan halacha l'didan the kaimel and kamadav b'shishin nakninan the klipe heter malanes isur. We're gonna paskin. That what does it say in the Gemara? Shishim, you count Bosav Atzamas and Bosav Atzamas, and if they're hard Atzamas, even the Kalipim of the Isser count to Heter. Okay, now the Kalipim Heter Malas Isser. The Yerushalmi says in Orla, Kalipim Isser Malas Isser, and even our Gemara could hold that way. Why? Because our Atzamas have Moach Shebehen and they're soft Rakusa. But if they'd be hard, it would work. That's what the Ram wants to paskin. That we should paskin that all the Atzamas count, whether they're from the Isser or from the Heter, towards 60 times we move out the meat of the Isser. With me so far? This is the Shita Sa Ram. Beautiful. 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 Fine. Fine. Now, the Rosh, before I go back to Shulchan Aruch, for a minute, in Siman Lamed, again, not the whole thing, a few lines. The Rosh and Siman Lamed. Pretty lengthy again. Goes to the whole thing and as follows. He says, he quotes, we'll skip right to the... quotes about Bryce's and Yerushalmi's. Anan Kaimel, we'll just skip to the end. The second half of column 2 on page Kuf Nun Dalet. Kamad Lama B'Shishim, will they come a bus of Atamas, by the bus of Atamas, B'Sharinen, Amo the Atmos, B'Starfus, L'Esser, Ulahatir. Okay? But in Trumas, in Yerushalmi, says, no, not only are Atmos of Isser not B'Starf, L'Esser, even B'Starf, L'Heter. Klipa Yisur Malam Esahetah by the Tzadi of the Medani Yontif. Ava Klipa Shal Beitz Asura Mesias Tzvatam Asharatof. Aye. What's going on, Agamar? Yesh Lachag, last four lines. Ben Atzamas the Klipa. Yesh Batzamas Lach Luchis. Vitam Yosim Yimash Yesh Beklipa Beitz. Okay. And he asked, why is it better than Gid? He goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This is all from the Rabbeinu Shimshon, Pirushim Mishnayis, and Mesechta Trumas. Okay. Having seen this back, to open the Shulchan Aruch here, Simon Sadi Tes, Sif Alf. Okay, we saw some Rosh. Take a look. Chatichas Nevela, Shal Yeshba Bosa Batzomas, Shanafel, Kaderes Heter. Atzmo so isum mitstarfim im a heter levat elo iser. There's a Rebbe to Rabbeinu Shimshon says the Rosh is the maskana. The answer is lomash atzmo so heter mitstarfim im a heter. Abel hamoach shabat zama so iser mitstarfim a iser. Fine. This will be paskin la locha in the mechaber. Ramo the yesh machmirin shlolat sarf atzmo so iser im a heter levat elo. What does it mean? Why? So the Shach says he doesn't understand this. Lo l'sarv atzmas iser imahete, v'gam lo l'iser. Avol atzmas hete, mitzarf from the hete, the hagol sharei dura. Doesn't make any sense. Why should it be so? The answer, you're right. The Bar Yeshulchan says it doesn't make any sense. The chumra bi'alma, because the svar is shown as iker. Iker is atzmas iser are in fact. Mitztaref leheter. Fine. The Shach and Sifkot and Aleph says, yeah, this is all by Atzmos Koshos. But he says, if you look at Shas, the Yerushalmi, the Ra'oh, and the Ran, Atzmos Harakos Mitztaref from the Isser, Neimoach Shebehen, Umachmas Rakusan Shiyotzalach. We just saw this a minute ago in the Ran. Atzmos Yervation, O Klipa Shulbeitzim Kagavna, Af Olsen shall Isser mitstarfen levat elo Isser. That's what he passes halacha lemaisa rabosai. Fine. The Taz in Sifkot and Aleph in explaining this has a couple of important expressions. At the very beginning, atvus Isser mitstarfen the she'ena barachila ena bechlal Isser. That atzamas are in fact mutter. Okay. This is, by the way, one of the sources for the gelatin heter. The gelatin heter. They say, see, if affairs in the Taz, that atzamas are mutter. The problem is the Rambam seems to say that atzamas are potter avalos. That's the problem. So the Achayezah says, the Rambam is referring to atzamas rakos. It's not the Pashup Shah. Anyway, we're not going into all the prata. This is how he starts off by saying that the atzamas of the Mistal of Atalisa. Reason number one, it's diffused everywhere. It's diffused within these atzamas as well. We pass on the halacha, Rabbosai, kliyetzim require agola. That means that food can get in and can get out of atzamas. Okay? Fine. But he throws in another reason. V'yesh b'em gamkein lachluchis levalbel o iser shebolim min abosarosa. So it's in another svar. It's lachluchis. Lachluchis of sorts. Lachluchis. Oh. So now, the problem with this taz of lachluchis is, there's no lachluchis in eggshells. We saw before in the Rosh of the Yerushalmi, that even eggshells count. Eggshells count. No lachluchis in eggshells. So at first glance, Rabosai, the first teretz in the Taz is correct. What's that? Isum is fashet gam l'tocha. So the Prichodesh asks the Kasha, wait a minute. Are we know-nothings? Remember the Tosas we had at the very beginning of the Shia today? Sadi Zion and Beis on top? What, are you kidding me? You mean to tell me that things are absorbed into a pot? The same as they're absorbed into the water? So just take out the word pot, put in the word bone. Things are absorbed into the bone the same extent as you're absorbed into the water. What's going on over here? Therefore, Rabbi Osai, the Pri Chodesh says, we're only makil on min b'mino. If b'mino's the Rabbanon, we can afford to accept the leniency over here. Adkan, and the Beis Yosef, those of the green, can look it up. Wasn't the Berakah Bayis, or many Yeruchim says that way. It's a leniency only by min b'mino. Everyone else is min b'shen amino as well. Kam ziyad Yehuda, we go back to the beginning of the shir. Misharina Bakulo. Ah! That's a chumra mi'alma. You and I know full well. Not the whole meat came out. The proof of the meat's still there. The meat is still there. It's a chumra mi'alma. Since Shishim is a chumra mi'alma, we have a right to be makel in our inyanim to count the bones as well. Even though we all know, you and I all know, that's not going to absorb as much as the water absorbs. So says the Yad Yehuda. And on this basis, Paskins halacha l'maisa, that this only works when talking about a solid iser being bottled in liquids. But a liquid iser, where shishim is literal, when it comes to a liquid iser, then this leniency cannot possibly apply. Impossible. Can't possibly apply. Because the leniency is only based on the fact that the initial count of shishim is a chumra b'yalma. Yeah. This is a serious problem. Halacha l'maaseh, if you ask me, we have two bechinas in the Prima Garden. Take a look. Mishpitzo Zov, Sivkot, and Aleph. Look at the bechina Aleph. Bechina Aleph is Vade Eshmechel Batzomas. Hold the mitzvah from the head at the time at Thomas lo choshev lo asra Torah. Okay. The rush. Okay. Doesn't ask to play Tosso. So to at Thomas. Shaper batal amashu shenichas etochon umeval balim nachlucha shebehen. That's Bechina HaBeis. I'm sorry. Bechina HaBeis is the second tzvar in the Taz. That is lachluchas coming out of the bones. Bchina Aleph, no lachluchas. Earlier, El Shatam is mispasha the kol b'shaver. We have to pass the bchina Aleph. You know why? Because we pass eggshells. Eggshells is shlugged up. Bchina Beis. There's no lachluchas in eggshells. Pasha pshat. It seems that we have to pass like the bchina. I think the Yad Yehuda is correct. We can only be makil when it comes to a gush. When we know what the original chumah to begin with is only a chumah b'yalma. And otherwise, if it's lach b'lach ha'atmi machma, the only way out is that other ran we had earlier today. That shishim yim b'lach b'lach is a maximum, is an overestimate. That's really the only way out to explain this nekuda. Fine. This explains some of the halachas over here in Siman Tzadi Tes, Sif Aleph. Good. Now we only have about 3 minutes to go. I'm not going to finish what I really wanted to do. But let us at least cover one inyan. And I owe you, if we can do Beis and Gimel now, and all you Dalet, we'll start Dalet on Sunday. Let's do, we do Beis and Gimel in 3 minutes. Let's see how fast we can go. Amen v'amur in Beis. Sha'atzmo so iser. Look carefully. Sha'atzmo so iser. Mitztarfim maheter. Kisha nofla. Chaticha sanavela l'kteiras heter. Kshi chaya. It's still raw. Avol. Im nisbash l'tchila. V'chakach nofla l'kteiras heter. Atzmo shabu mitztarfim imo yisr l'fi shabolu b'bosr anavela shen esbash l'levada. Okay, that's what it says based on the Rosh at the very end of Siman Lamed that we saw before. Now, those who have a Rosh can see the words of the Rosh. The Rosh says that if it's cooked, so then it's going to be a problem. The bone itself absorbs the tarfus, and therefore the bone itself has to be counted not for the heter, but to the contrary, has to be counted to the yisr. Take a look. Shema b'osar anavela mismaid b'bishula b'nivla b'atam b'atzamos. All coming from the Rash in the Pirush of Mishnayos. Fine. Kamzara b'osar, what's the problem over here? We're only worried, look at the Rash, what did the Rash say? That we're talking about a case where the meat constricted So we're afraid it's nismayit, and it went into the bones. Comes the mishpatzosov at the very end of Sivkot on Aleph, quotes the Mechaber Sivveis from the Rash and the Rush, HaMechaber Kitzer, Vatur Siyem, the Shemon is smite with Psar Nevela, V'nichlas Batzamas, we just saw in the Rush. That's what the Mechaber means. Okay, very nice. The problem is, this is true according to the Poskim Udonai, Chanan, Mash'enkel Adidan, the Nas and Nevela Bishari Surin, Imkein Af Yodua, Kama Hoysa Kodem Bishal Rishon, V'nispash Levada B'mayim, Imkol Zeh, Ein Atmos Mitztarfen, El Eliezer. Why? Shere Bolu Me Rotev, U'mayim Nas and Nevela, V'tzorach Negad HaKol. And the Levush adds two words, Nas and Nevela. Wow. That's a great question. How come the Ramah again is silent? But according to the Ramah, who old Chaticha Nas and Nevela B'shari Surin, then, I'll tell you why he was silent. Because the Mechaber was silent. The Mechaber didn't give away, didn't quote the Torah. The Mechaber quoted the Torah. It was limited to a case where it constricted. The Ramah would feel compelled to stand up and say, we hold Chanan. Since the Mechaber is silent, it's not exactly clear what he means. So the Ramah felt he was able to be quiet. That's the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat. We're going to stop right here. I wanted to finish, but I don't want to go late. We didn't even finish Beis. So on Sunday, we'll start regular time. I don't think we have to start early, right? If we get stuck, we'll go late. If necessary, I hope not to. That's not a plan. The plan is to go from 11:30 to 1 on Sunday. If there's any change, I'll call Dovi, but I don't expect one. Okay? Good Shabbos to one and all.